Hello.
Was that too energetic? It might have been. Anyway, start off, let me say, hi, I'm Tegan, and welcome to the first installment of Socially Unacceptable, the tales of a very unconforming teenager. In this episode, I will talk to you about a boy. Not just any boy, Jacob from Texas. A quick two disclaimers before I start. Jacob is not my crush and never will be. And number two, he's not actually from Texas. Okay, to begin, me and Jacob attend the same high school. We met because we both enjoyed picking on this one girl who ended up being homeschooled, who left no one for us to talk to but each other, basically. We hang out with the same group during lunch and before school and after school. Jacob is a tall, blue-eyed, blonde-haired boy. Kind of basic. He is a part of the Republican Party, while I consider myself a centralist. He is also my mortal enemy, I believe. I feel like it was made in the stars for us to simply hate each other. While I use the word hate very loosely, because of course I don't hate him, I consider him one of my very good friends, he's really annoying, you know? And he always gets me to do the dumbest things. He always do the dumbest things ever. You know the penis game that you can find being played by fifth graders? We do that in Spanish class. And it always ends up with him winning because he seems to have no shame whatsoever. He is very, very inferior to me in every way. I only mention that because I'll probably be sending the link to this podcast after I'm done. So, let me tell you the reason I decided to start a podcast. Jacob came in, today, all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, like, oh, check out the podcast that you and my friends did. And it was really good. And whatever Jacob does, I swear to myself to do it 10 times better. Because as I said earlier, he is my mortal enemy. And what do you do to your mortal enemies? Beat them. Simply. So, I decided that, hey, instead of listening to boring old Jacob speak, who would rather listen to me? Literally, there's nobody. Literally, there's no one want to listen to him either. So, it was a very equal thing. And if we both lose, we both win. Meaning, I win in the end. So, it's all fair. Enough about Jacob. We share this friend, well, I don't consider him a friend, more an acquaintance, Cody. Cody has to be the most annoying human alive. I don't understand why he thinks it's okay to open his mouth. And he says the dumbest things. And I feel my brain cells dying every time he decides to speak to me. Sadly enough, I learned that I'm number 7 or 8 on a wonderful day on his jack-off list. I forgot to mention, I hang out with mostly boys because I don't see myself bonding with most girls in my school. While there is a certain few, most of my friends are males. But back to Cody. I mean, I could be anywhere on Cody's list. There's just many things wrong with him telling me that I was so high up on his list. One, I didn't want to be on his list at all. That's disgusting. And two, he shouldn't openly admit that he has the list, because that's very, very sad. But then Jacob liked to mention that I'm number 100 on his list. Hopefully out of 1 million people. Because, ew. Gross. And I don't want to come off as a cold, emotionless, just smart, perfect person. Because I'm really not. I'm actually an idiot. But, I don't know, man. These people I hang around just drive me crazy. Also, I find anything intimate disgusting. Not for other people, just for myself. It's just a preference. I just don't see myself ever indulging in those sort of activities. Ever. Because ew. Yeah, I mean, ew. I just can't right now. quick distraction from anything I said prior. I was in the middle of recording when I got a call from my boyfriend, Lucas. Most amazing, sweet, caring man. Truly, truly a special soul. Anyway, so me and Lucas, like most couples, have our small disagreements. And usually we get over them in a short amount of time, but when other people in the world don't want you together, it gets a lot harder. Introducing my boyfriend's stalker, Nathan. Yes, very gay. So, Nathan, my boyfriend's a foster care. So Nathan follows the need to, well, on entrance, to start, he literally asked Lucas out the day he got to the foster, to the group home that they're in. Which is creepy in itself, but, you know, some people just are very forward. A week later, after denying the date, Nathan's claiming to be in love with Lucas. Lucas is in a really good place right now. He's closer to me than he's ever been. So he really doesn't want to leave the group home that he's in just because of one bad apple. But this kid made a total of 3 accounts pretending to be 3 different people, talking crap about me on every single one of them. And then he DMs me, because for a while I considered him my friend before I knew he was quote-unquote crazy. DMs me, talking crap about Lucas. And then he ends up actually getting his plan and getting me and Lucas to break up. And then, he's talking to me, and we're talking for a while. And then Lucas texts me, and I found out he's talking to Nathan, too. Nathan's begging for him to, like, go out with him again. And I'm like, oh, well, I was punked. It's chill. Yeah, my life seems to switch to abnormal very quickly. So I'm just in the midst of dealing that while drawing the precious, beautiful Ron Weasley in Harry Potter. Not as a ship, just as close buds, you know? Hanging out. Eating lunch. There's so much things, so many things I could do to better my time, such as, you know, reading good fan fictions, catching up on the unread BL mangas that sit in my Lisan library. Just so many other things. Also, catching up on another great podcast, Welcome to Nightingale. I feel like if I talk slow enough and deepen my voice enough, I may just sound like Cecil. Carlos. Sweet. Beautiful Carlos. With his perfect hair. I may be wrong, but I don't know. And I mean, not knowing is okay, unless you're me and strive to know everything. Speaking of everything, me and Jacob from Texas have this on-running joke that we like to talk about, this plan, per se. We, as a team, are going to run for president and vice president of the United States of America. We discussed the plans a while ago, actually, and how we would be how we would just be the best option for America. Even though our political views seem to differ from one another quite often, such as him being a Republican, I'm being a centralist, he believing we should have no gun control, while I believe we should make it a lot harder for people to get guns. Not saying we should totally go all out with it, but that's part of the episode. But I find with me running as vice president, of course, doing most of the work behind the scenes, we would make a really good team. See, Jacob's last name is Hispanic sounding. I don't want to release his actual last name on air, because that would be very rude and disrespectful. And I don't want any of you guys to find Jacob from Texas. and stalk him and kill him. Not giving any ideas. But he is part Hispanic, but he looks very Caucasian. So that's already two votes right there. He's also Republican. That's another half votes. And as I, an African-American woman, that's the rest of them right there. It gets no better than that. And so with all the negative connotations surrounded by both parties on either side, we run a centralist. Even though Jacob's quite opposed to the idea, he'd come around to it. So I'm going to have to say vote Jacob and Tegan for president. Hello, listeners. It is officially 10:30 at night, and that means I have been attempting to record for over an hour now, saying I started recording the first segment of this podcast around like, I must say, good 6 o'clock. I don't know anymore. And it's not even going to show, which is kind of annoying, because I literally only have 5 minutes of footage, audio recording to prove for it. But, you know, I really don't care.
Welcome to Nightingale.
That sounds, that sounds funny. So I talked about my boyfriend, Cody the Creep, which is now his formal name, and most importantly, the reason that this podcast now exists, Jacob from Texas. But I feel like I also talked to myself, but I feel like I left out more important things that people may want to know. My boyfriend keeps texting me, I'm sorry. Well, one thing about me, I collect comic books. I have about a whole shelf full because they are my life. I do not collect them in the form of keeping them in shiny envelopes and selling them online. I collect them, I read them, and then I put them on a shelf. I know, not as interesting or money smart, but I do as I please. I like to consider myself an artist, I suppose. Not a real artist, like I'm not painting the Mona Lisa or anything, but I am an avid doodler, you know.
I dabble in the doodles.
And you guys might know this, but I hate Jacob from Texas. After finding that I had a full 13 minutes of recording, and that is now 11:21, I decided to say goodnight to all the beautiful lovies that have listened and someday will listen to this stupid little podcast. So, I finally figured out this would be a bi-weekly thing. I will see you guys again after spring break. This has been socially unacceptable. I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna add an ending song or something. Bye.